Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
When the Minnesota outdoors turn into an icy winter wonderland, some people hibernate. And then there are people like Cassie Potter from Bemidji.
I've been curling since I was about 6 years old.
Potter competed in the 2006 Olympics in Turin, Italy.
Minnesota is definitely a hotbed for curling because of our climate, being able to have ice rinks that operate, you know, in the winters without having a large cost. And, you know, just finding things to do in the winter, too.
Even if you've seen curling on TV, you probably have no idea what exactly it entails. Potter says it's kind of a combination of sports.
People can compare it to chess on ice, bocce ball, a little bit of bowling. They slide the rocks on the ice, and the goal is to play all of your team's eight rocks against the competing team's eight rocks by the end of an end. An end is similar to an inning in baseball. You want to have your rocks closest to the center of the house, which in curling speak is the same as like the target that's drawn into the ice.
And if you've ever wondered what exactly curlers do with those brooms, the sweeping creates a thin layer of water on top of the ice for the rock to slide on, hopefully in exactly the direction you've intended.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.